98.1 KZE, MK with you about 5:30 on your Monday. Delighted to welcome back to the studio one of our favorite recurring guests, Billy Keen. He is going to be at the Mahaley in Great Barrington with his band, The Waking Dream, on Friday night. Billy, take it away.
All right. Thanks. Wasn't ready when the rain came like you'd washed the blue right off the sky. Sounded like the wind was calling your name. You know I barely made it through the last time. What was that you said to me? Send a message in my troubled mind. Yeah, God put a fire in you, honey. Who could ever take that away? Well, God put a fire in you, honey. Who could ever take that away? Crying in the moonlight, I didn't see you, but I felt you there. Across the field, saw the moon take flight. Felt you in the wind from her wings, I swear. Let her carry this to you. Same message that you're giving to me. Well, God put a fire in you, honey. Who could ever take that away? Well, God put a fire in you, honey. Who could ever take that away? Come with time, and your time is coming. Do you know it will? Yeah, it'll come with time, and your time is coming. Do you know it will? Yeah, well, I know. Deep mud on the riverside, trees bare and bent but coming back to life. There's a girl in a dress of white, flowers growing by the hummus like a rising tide. If love is all you have to give, you gotta give it everything you have. Well, God put a fire in you, honey. Who could ever take that away? Well, God put a fire in you, honey. Who could ever take that away? Time is coming. Do you know it will? It'll come with time, and your time is coming. Do you know it will? Like the wind was calling your name. You know I barely made it through the last time. But what was that you said to me? Saying that you've been my trouble of mine. Well, God put a fire in you, honey. Who could ever take that away? Well, God put a fire in you, honey. Who could ever take that away? Well, God put a fire in you, honey. Who could ever take that away?
KZE, Billy Keen, so good to see you, dude. Welcome back.
Thanks so much. Thanks. Yeah. And I got to thank Adam for letting me use his guitar here. It sounds like the honky-tonk piano version of a guitar.
It sounds amazing.
Right on.
Yeah, you're going to have to get one for yourself.
This is mine now, I think. I've gotten one. Yeah, no, thanks for having me. I love being up here in Red Hook. I didn't know that there was an actual fork in the road. That's kind of a fun
little... You've never seen that before?
No.
Oh, it's iconic.
I guess so. I came in from a different direction. And I chuckled. You know, it's a chuckly kind of
thing. It's a knee slapper.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So this Friday night at the Mahaley in Great Barrington with The Waking Dream, full band show.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited about it.
This is a new room, you said?
Yeah, it's called the Indigo Room. So the Mihewi, I guess they opened up this new space. It's kind of like, I haven't been there, but I'm told it's very cool. It's like a couple hundred person cap, but it's very new.
Yeah.
It's I think this might be one of their first shows. So I'm going to see it, you know, during sound check. But
yeah,
I'm excited to come back to the Berkshires. It's been a long time.
Yeah, you moved away. You left us.
It's true. Yeah. Only for a little bit. I went, my partner Claire and I went down to North Carolina, where we've been like recollecting ourselves, and we've been living on a farm down there. There's camels on the farm.
I was about to say, I thought you mentioned camels.
I mentioned camels wherever I go now. First of all, I spend most of my time with camels and chickens, and so I'm just like all about talking to real people, so
yeah.
I appreciate it. But they're sweet animals. It's a long story how we got there, but yeah, that's what we've been up to. And then this is coming back to Great Barrington. Is going to be like the big city. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself.
Yeah.
You know, all the people and the hubbub of the Berkshires.
And not a camel in sight.
I know. Oh, I'm going to miss those guys. They're so sweet. George and Elsa and Herman.
Do you,
and Penelope.
Have you ridden one?
No, I hear you can ride George. Our job is to kind of feed him on the weekends. And so I'm like a camel uncle, sort of. Like, I don't have to do any of the hard work with them. I don't have to, like, be a disciplinarian. I slip them carrots and apples and stuff. And
tell me about camel personalities, because I've known some llamas in my time.
Really?
And llamas have big personalities, and they're known for being like ornery, and like they'll spit at you if they don't like you. And I imagine camels and llamas are related in some way.
Yeah, so, I guess they probably are. I couldn't tell you. I don't know much of the scientific, animal relationships. They seem similar. But I'll tell you, I'm glad you asked about personalities. They have their own thing. Every morning, I'm like, how you guys doing? Because sometimes there's been drama.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. I don't know what the drama
Interpersonal camel drama.
That's right, inter-camel. Because sometimes they'll be like grumpy with each other, but then each one of them will come up to me and try to like tell me their side of the story.
Yeah.
It's a strange vibe down there, you know? I feel like as I'm telling you this out loud, I'm realizing how insane it sounds.
No, but I asked because I want to know. And because animals do have personalities, and
yeah.
they do have their own kind of interpersonal conflicts. You know, like we love to take our dog to the dog park, and she's been going there since she was a little puppy, and she's got her like crew of dogs that she knows, and they all
sweet.
Know each other. But, you know, there's different dynamics with different dogs, and like sometimes, you know, you get two dogs who get along really well, and then a third dog will come in, and that'll just like mess up the whole mood.
Oh yeah,
messes up the whole vibe.
Throws
the third
the vibe.
Dog just like doesn't fit in. Or there'll be days that like Razzie, our dog, really wants to play with a couple of her friends, but they're really playing with each other, and they're not really interested in playing with Razzie that day. And like, it's like kids on a playground.
I think we can learn about our own kind of emotional states that way too, because I've noticed that they don't have a lot of patience. They're not going to like change their vibe because I show up, you know what I mean? So that whatever is going on amongst the camels that has impacted their individual vibes, I have to like, it's become a practice of trying to like be aware of my own presence. What am I bringing to the table?
And respecting that like they're individual creatures, sentient beings, and they have their own stuff going on. And, you know, it's just like with, interacting with humans, where like you try to, at least I try to remember that you never know what kind of day someone's having and you never know what someone's circumstances are. And, you know, you try to give people a little bit of grace. And I imagine it's the same with the camels.
Ain't it the truth? Yeah, it's true. And though I think they do the same, like, if you show up and you're feeling a little bummed out, I mean, it can be a lonely place on the mountain. We're in the middle of nowhere. So if I'm lost in thought or something and I come up there to the fence and, and George or Elsa sense maybe that something's going on in my world, they stick their big old head over that fence and kind of, I call it a camel hug. They kind of push their cheek up against mine. And there's some kind of somatic, like, you know, what do they call that when you're kind of emotionally centering with another creature? Isn't there a word for that?
Oh,
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's like an emotional support animal situation, but it's more than that. And it's like when a cat sits on your lap and purrs.
That's right. It's like calibrating or something like
that.
It's very cool. Anyway, that's been my life, which has been wild.
So this is kind of a return to music world.
Yeah, a little bit. I've played a couple festivals, and I've been doing some writing. But it was really about just, you know, we're just trying to center into what we're up to. You know, I left the Whiskey Treaty in December, which was kind of like a big deal in my world.
Yeah.
I wanted to focus a bit more on some sort of bigger picture themes that I've been writing about and living into. I actually got accepted into a divinity school and for the fall, which
Whoa.
I'm super excited about.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah.
All these big things happening, but, you know, music for me is Speaking of emotional calibrating, it's kind of the only way that I know how to try to express larger states of things within these concise little patterns. And so I look forward to writing my next record, recording it, and playing as many shows as I can with that in the center of the experience, you know, trying to create sort of an emotional and spiritual foundation that we can live into for an hour and a half, you know what I mean? With, as a band, as an audience, and really allow that. I want to be the camel in this situation, right? We want to walk up to the fence and, you know, lean our necks over and kind of join with each other. So
I think you do that well. I mean, I love the Pilgrimage EP from, was that last year or 2 years ago now?
About a year and a half ago, which is wild to think about.
And we play it quite a bit here on the station. And like, it's one of those albums that I actually like did listen to a lot and was like, spent a lot of time driving around listening to. And it is, it's like kind of a wistful, warm hug of an album.
Oh man, that means so much to me. Thanks. Yeah. You know, it's so funny. It wasn't that long ago that it came out, and you know how the music industry is. I mean, I that was an independent release, and so without folks like yourself playing it, I mean, people wouldn't have heard it. You know what I mean? But as it turns out, people keep listening, and I get messages kind of regularly from folks, either through my management or just directly to my email, of people who have like somehow embraced this record into these enormous parts of their lives, like folks who have been going through some kind of turmoil perhaps or good stuff. It's amazing. In other words, when there's been an emotionally deep aspect of somebody's life and they've somehow managed to find this record, it seems to sit with them. And that's like the most beautiful thing to me. Whenever I'm feeling like, am I doing the right thing sitting on this mountain petting this camel? I'm like, well, something must be going right, because those messages and those types of sentiments mean like the world to me.
Yeah.
Wow, absolutely. The Pilgrimage. Good. Wow, I gotta bring that one back in a rotation. I don't play that song too often.
Yeah, yeah. You gotta do it. Yeah. Billy Keene is my guest, by the way, if you're just joining us.
We just dive right in.
Oh, it's so much fun. I'm glad you're back in the area. Are you guys gonna stick around for a while?
Well, you know, I'm gonna be back kind of in mid-May, but Claire and I, we've got some adventures coming up, to be honest with you. It looks like I'm probably not going to say which school. I've been offered a full ride to this graduate program.
That's
which is
amazing.
Shocking to me.
Yeah,
but
yeah. Congrats.
Thank you. Especially because I didn't go to college. Like, I just graduated with my bachelor's this last May with the intention of applying to divinity schools. And so this all is kind of happening quickly. And that will be back in the South. So we're really figuring it out. We're a little bit like homeless at the moment, which is totally fine because we've got places to stay, and I've got a place in the Berkshires that we're renting to sort of pay the bills and stuff.
Yeah.
And it feels like the most free I've maybe ever been in my life.
That's
and it's
beautiful.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
You know, the Waking Dream dudes are doing their thing, and I'll play with them as much as I can. But I'm all, you know, when they can't travel, I've got a band I put together down south. I'm doing a show in like Charlotte, you know, in May.
Is that also a branch of Waking Dream, or is there a different name for that one?
It's just Billy Keene. You know, I sometimes work with a booking agency that just kind of books Billy Keene shows. And then if I can bring the Waking Dream, I'm still figuring this out, right? Because like, it feels a little sacrilegious to call another group the Waking Dream, because Brian Cantor, David Tenklefsky, Miles Lally are such an incredibly... they have their own nuances.
Yeah.
That would be kind of, you wouldn't want to recreate them. You want that to be their thing. So I don't know. I'm probably just gonna, you know, I book as Billy Keene, and if I've got a band with me, you know, I'm honored to play with them. But when it can be those,
there's
three
only
guys,
one Waking Dream.
That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I think that's the right answer.
Thanks. Yeah, that was the one I was looking. There's only one of those three.
Yeah. Billy Keene and the Waking Dream this Friday night at the Mahawi in Great Barrington. Would you like to play us one more?
Sure. You know, I really want to play Pilgrimage now, and I wonder. You know, I think your audience is like a nice group of folks, and I can't remember the words, they'll be okay with that.
Yeah, you can make them up.
See you waking early morning, through the fields you go walking, further path is calling, feel it pull you on your way, overwhelming like the vastness, like a universal oneness, changing as we gone this time. You're finally on your way. Child, I still remember. Try to tell my mother and father. I could feel it in my heart. There weren't the words for me to say. How I felt it all. I felt as one, big and small. Breathe deeply as the tears fall. Finally on my way. Can you feel it? Yeah. Fellow seekers, there's a reason for your life. Don't let it go to waste. Stand together in the rising of the light. It's the dawn of the pilgrimage. Walls collapsing, towers crumbling. Spirit tremble, ground rumbling. Imperfect, you see us fumbling through the changing of the way. Bring the power to the people. Tear down the ancient steeple to protect the weak and the feeble. Then we'll finally on our way. Can you feel it? Yeah. Fellow seekers, there's a reason for your life. Don't let it go to waste. Stand together in the rising of the light. It's the dawn of the pilgrimage. Fellow seekers, there's a reason for your life. Oh, don't let it go to waste.
Gorgeous.
Thanks, MK.
Thank you so much.
Oh, man, you're the best.
Billy Keane, you're the best.
Oh, gosh. Well, thank you so much.
Friday night, Mahewi at, what's it called, the Indigo Room?
The Indigo Room. Yeah, you just go to the Mahewi in Great Barrington Friday night, get your tickets, because we know that they're selling. I got that affirmative text today.
You'll love to see it.
Selling. You'll love to see it. I hope to see you there, by the way.
Yeah, I might make it.
All right, yeah, yes.
Maybe. I haven't been to the Mahewi in a hot minute.
You got
to
come out. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we're going to party after, for sure, because it's my last night in town for a while.
Maybe I'll drag the husband out.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. I got to meet the guy. We'll have to, there's like moon cloud right down the street. We'll do some cocktails.
All right. It's a party.
All right, cool.
We got Midnight North for you here on 98.1 KZE, cruising towards 6 o'clock on your Monday.